Dozens are reported dead following separate strikes in Gaza on Friday and Saturday.
The International Committee of the Red Cross officials stated a Friday strike hit several tents sheltering displaced people near Al-Mawasi, killing 22 and injuring 45. Another 38 were killed in strikes targeting the Al-Shati neighborhood, known as Beach Camp, and the Al-Tufa district, according to the Hamas-run government media office. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted a ship in the Gulf of Aden as the Eisenhower aircraft carrier heads home.
The Houthi attack follows the sinking of the ship Tudor this week, signaling a potential escalation by the Iranian-backed Houthis in their campaign of strikes on ships in the vital maritime corridor amid the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
An investigation into a ransomware attack earlier this month on London hospitals by the Russian group Kilin may take weeks to conclude.
Hundreds of operations and appointments continue to be cancelled over 2 weeks after the June 3rd attack on NHS provider Synovus, which primarily serves southeast London. The attack affected King's College in Guy's and St Thomas's Hospital Trusts, which manage several South London hospitals. Chris Anderson reporting.
Three people were killed and 10 wounded in a mass shooting Friday outside a grocery store in Fordyce, Arkansas, state police reported.
Two law enforcement officers were among those injured, but their conditions are not life-threatening, police stated in an afternoon press conference. Arkansas State Police responded to the Mad Butcher grocery store at 11:38 a.m. local time Friday. Upon arrival, officers engaged in a shooting with the lone suspect, authorities said. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A teenager has been charged with murder in the fatal shooting of a 7-year-old Chicago boy who was not the intended target of gunfire earlier this week, police announced.
There is no excuse for this violence, Larry Snelling said Friday night. Jaimani Amir Rivera was killed Tuesday outside an apartment building where he lived on the city's west side. Video footage showed shots fired from about 300 feet away, said Antoinette Ursiti, chief of detective. Jim Kender reporting.
Three Alabama men died from likely drowning after becoming distressed while swimming at a Florida panhandle beach, authorities reported Saturday morning.
The young men had traveled to the Panama City Beach area Friday evening, according to the Bay County Sheriff's Office. The sheriff's office received an emergency call about the distressed swimmers shortly after 8 p.m., officials stated. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A trio of fishermen saved 38 dogs that were close to drowning in a Mississippi lake. By the time the fishermen spotted the first head bobbing above the water, the 38 dogs were exhausted and struggling to stay alive.
The hound dogs had plunged into the large Mississippi lake while chasing a deer, a diversion during a fox hunt. Bob Gist, who was fishing on the lake, knew they had no chance. A deer can swim the Mississippi River, and those dogs are not going to catch a deer in the water, he recalled Friday. Kyle Norris reporting.
The state Senate in Massachusetts has passed a comprehensive bill curtailing the use of plastics, including banning the purchase of single-use plastic bottles by state agencies.
The bill also bans carry-out plastic bags at retailers statewide and mandates stores to charge 10 cents for recycled paper bags. It requires straws and plasticware to be available only upon request and establishes a program to recycle large items like car seats. The bill now heads to the House. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.